National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hello, darling people. How are you? I hope you're better than I am. Although, I really can't complain today. Of course, if I did, who would care? But, oh my goodness, I have come through a bout of something I keep referring to as the plague. Bacterial something I picked up while traveling that threw me into bed for 12 days while we were away. And another, 8 days when we got home? Ah, yes. It was glorious. And I learned some real interesting things from all of that. And I want to share some thoughts on travel and illness with you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood tickets go on sale January 29th. Visit the summer home of the Boston Symphony and Boston Pops, located in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts. For a full schedule and ticket information, visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200.
I'm back in my studio. It feels so odd. Haven't been here in, 6 weeks. We were traveling for 4 weeks and did lots of radio production while we were traveling. It was glorious. Unfortunately, I went to one of my favorite movie theaters. I actually have 3 favorite movie theaters in Ireland. And, I can't go a week without going to a movie. 2 things must happen in my life during any 1 7-day period. I have to eat Asian food at least once. Of course, I could do that breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week on end. That would be just glorious as far as I'm concerned. And I have to go to the movies. So on Christmas Eve, we went to the movies in Derry in Northern Ireland at my favorite movie theater. And what makes it my favorite movie theater is it's called the Cinebowl Complex. Is that right? I think that's what it's called, the Cinebowl Complex. It's in the weirdest spot. We've been there dozens and dozens of times. Every time we go there, we get lost. You have to make a turn off a street onto this little skinny road that looks like a driveway into an industrial park. So it's so easy to miss it. Of course, once you missed it, you know you missed it. So you have to go too far before you realize you got to make a U-turn and try this again. The thing I like about it is it's a 10 or 12 plex movie theater complex. State of the art, wonderful. And before you get into the movie theater, you are entering a kind of Dave and Buster's kind of place. A big arcade kind of all fun things to do with the biggest machine. I don't frequent arcades. I'll see the occasional arcade in a mall. None of them have the kind of equipment this place has. Every one of their arcade game machines are the size of the Empire State Building. They're all these huge, oversized, amazing-looking arcade games. And they've got some, you know, the kind you used to see 30 years ago or more at some arcade, like skee-ball kind of thing. But most of the stuff is the newer-looking video-enhanced arcade goodies. They also have a bowling alley that's just open and part of it. It's not like go through more doors and it's somewhere else. And the bowling alley is probably, I don't know, a dozen lanes maybe. And it's the kind of bowling you'd have in New York, not the kind of bowling that, I don't know if they still have those little pins. You know, people, do you know about the bowling with the little pins that are only about 8 inches high or 6 inches high? Every once in a while, I come across a place that still has those little pin bowling. Now, these are the big pins, 10-pin bowling and very modern bowling alley. So you can have a really good time there if you're going to the movies and you get there early and get your tickets and then go play in the arcade. So we went there. Usually on Christmas Eve, the last show is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because the movie theater is pretty much shut down. Just about every movie has finished by 4, 4:30 Christmas Eve afternoon. And our routine is to go to the movies there and then to go to my favorite Asian restaurant, the Mandarin Palace in Derry, right on the waterfront. Couldn't do that in 2015 because they had burned down in the spring of 2015. So they weren't rebuilt yet last year. Last year is now 2016, isn't it? Year before last, 2015, they weren't ready to reopen. So we went to a different Chinese restaurant, which was really, really good food. But the atmosphere wasn't as festive as the Mandarin Palace, which is very jazzy inside. So happily this year they were open. And I can't tell you what we went to see. We saw some really good movies. Oh, I think what we saw was Passengers. Which, I don't know what the reviews were here in the U.S. I don't have a lot of faith in reviewers. I have seen more things that I absolutely love that reviewers hated. So this kind of one man's opinion thing doesn't resonate well with me in general. But the couple of reviews I happened to see about Passengers weren't particularly good. And I really enjoyed it. So we went to the movies and we went out for Chinese food or Asian food. And that was Christmas Eve. And then we went back to Beach Hill Country House and we had a lovely Christmas Eve there. 3 days later, on the 27th of December, I had made an appointment with my very good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell, who we're going to be talking with later today. I made an appointment with Tim to meet us for lunch at Harry's Shack. Harry's Shack is on Port Stewart Beach. Take out a map of Northern Ireland. And if you start off to the right on the Antrim coastline, go eastward, you'll see Dunluce Castle, which is the castle they used in the movie, the Johnny Depp film, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. The castle that they make you think is his Caribbean castle, this big ruin of a thing, is actually in Northern Ireland on the Antrim coastline. And it's just down the road, literally, from where they film Game of Thrones. So if you're into Curse of the Black Pearl and you're into Game of Thrones, that might add to your heightened experience of enjoying a visit to the north coast of Northern Ireland. So also there is the Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Now, I know you've gone on rope bridges at places like Swiss Family Robinson. And I know that, you know, at Disney World, you can walk on the rope bridge. And I'm sure you've done rope bridges at places like Sesame Place, if they're still open and operating. I've been there since my children were little in Pennsylvania. But this is the real deal. In fact, if it gets real windy, they close it. You can't go out on it. And so that's there. And then you've got Giant's Causeway, which is an amazing, amazing experience that you know I have to visit every time I'm in Ireland. And you've continued to the west, just to the left on the map, and you'll see Bushmills, where the Bushmills Irish whiskey is made. And then keep looking to the left, and you'll see Portrush, where the Royal Portrush Golf Course is. And there's going to be a big open there. I know 2019 something's happening there, but I think there's something big going on there this year too. So, and if not, it's just a great place to play golf. And then you continue out of County Antrim into County Derry, but right on that coastline, and you will see Port Stewart Beach. I want to tell you about my experience there on December 27th after these important messages, so don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's dazzling North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers to stage their works. Walk in mythical steps of Giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickaread Rope Bridge. Take a walk on the sugary sand of Port Stewart's Beach, and have a bite and a pint at Harry Shack with a million-dollar sea view. Drive through the canopy of trees called Dark Hedges and visit Ballantoy Harbor and Quarry, all used as natural settings for Game of Thrones. Press on to Cushendon, a fairy tale enchanting seaside village where boutique shops and a local pub will surely entice you.
Start planning now. Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Carrickaread. That's nationaltrust.org.uk. Search for Carrickaread.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak, valid through May of 2017. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I was sharing with you my December 27th experience. We went from Derry to Port Stewart Beach. Oh, what do I compare Port Stewart Beach to? For those of you who live in and around Boston, it looks like the beach in Revere. You know, they might have even shown a shot of the beach in Revere. I don't remember for sure. I'll have to watch the movie again. Did you see the movie Black Mass? About, what's his name? Wally Bulger? Is that his name? The gangster type who lived in Revere. It's quite a film. That was Johnny Depp too, wasn't it? Wow, the makeup job they did on him in that movie, you never would have recognized that was Johnny Depp. Watch, it wasn't. Somebody will call to tell me. No, I'm pretty sure it was Johnny Depp played Wally Bulger in this film. And the makeup artists were amazing because it sure didn't look like him. Think of that, and then think of The Curse of the Black Pearl, Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp. So I got him on both ends at Dunluce Castle in County Antrim, right on the Northern Ireland coastline, and in Revere Beach. What other beach looks like that? Huh. I guess if you went to Ocean City, Maryland, Pacifica, California, except you don't have the big cliffs. But you've got some Rocky Mountain sort of stuff coming down to the water. And it's this big, wide beach, Port Stewart Beach. Big, wide beach. I mean, it must be a good block and a half, 2 blocks from the parking field to the water. And it's wide. And you get a lot of people out there with their dogs. All very sociable, by the way. Very Irish dogs. Very friendly. And gorgeous and adorable. I had such a good time there. The day we were there, December 27th, the sun was shining brightly. And I'm going to say probably 80, 90% of the trip, a lot of sunshine, gorgeous weather. And there were tons of people because a lot of people were on holiday. You know, just even local people. So we met up with Dr. Tim Campbell, the director of the St. Patrick Center in County Down, Ireland. The only permanent exhibit honoring St. Patrick and his work. And it's just beside Down Cathedral, where the grave where Patrick, Bridget, and Columbkill are buried in one grave beside Down Cathedral is right behind the St. Patrick Center. And it's about, I'm going to say, a 90-minute drive from Down in the St. Patrick Center, Downpatrick, the town that it's in, to Port Stewart. So Tim drove up to meet us for lunch at Harry's Shack on the beach. And it just feels so barefoot beachcomber. Now, it was like 42 degrees out or something like that. And for somebody that like me, who lives in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, up in the mountains, that's like a summer day. It's, you know, you're having a heat wave. So, I was wearing a cotton turtleneck and a little flat knit cardigan sweater. Most people on the beach were local people, and they were all wearing like ski jackets and parkas with hoods and whatnot. You know, if you're a mountain person, that would have been, you would have been melting wearing that and walking along the beach. But it was gorgeous. And there were lots of, families playing frisbee and ball. And, it's the kind of place people would come, horseback on as well. I mean, it's just, the place is gorgeous. So we got to go into a quick commercial break. And I'm going to tell you about Harry Shack and what happened thereafter, right after this.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I left you on the Antrim coastline, but all the way west on the Antrim coastline in Northern Ireland, where you've already crossed over from County Antrim into County Derry. If there weren't a sign to tell you that, you wouldn't know the difference. And there is this gorgeous stretch of beach, and the waves are just lapping in. And in fact, there were at least, I'm going to say, close to a dozen surfers out there. Now, that's a place you'd want to, summer or winter, go surfing with one of those rubber wetsuits on, because you would freeze to death otherwise, I think, because the water is very cold year-round. But surfing is a great big popular sport in Ireland and Northern Ireland. And the waves were lapping in pretty good, and it was great to watch. Now, Harry Shack. For those of you who are in Florida, there's a place, I don't know if it's still there, but in Longboat, and I don't know if there's a difference between Longboat and Longboat Key, or if it's the same place. They're right next to each other if it's two different places. There used to be this beach bar shack in Longboat that looked on the west coast, right on the Gulf of Mexico, right near Sarasota, Florida. There used to be this place that looked like if you were going to shoot, not with a gun, with a camera, if you were going to shoot a film with some detective named Banyan who liked to have a drink when he got frustrated, and he always wore flip-flops and cut-down jeans and just kind of real casual. That's the kind of place it would have been. There was a place in Longboat a bunch of years ago that we were taken to by friends. Those of you listening in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts and in New York City who knew Morton Levy, he was the one who took us there. You walked into this place in Florida, and the floor was distressed wooden planks, which means they really needed to be sanded down and whatever. And there were spaces between the planks. Not big spaces, but if you dropped a dime, it probably would have slid through into the water underneath it. And you could see the water lapping about in this place that was built from the shore out into the water, into the Gulf. And there was a screen across the back with a door, and you could go out on the screened-in porch out there. Or maybe the interior was screened and the exterior wasn't. You know, it was a foot-long hot dog kind of a place. I loved that place. It was so relaxed and unwind and worry about nothing and eat a hot dog and be happy. That's the kind of place. Oh, and things like, you know, fried clams and, you know, that's the kind of place. Well, that's what Harry Shack reminds me of, except Harry Shack is one step up from really grody. Or grody to the max. I haven't said that in a long time. I love that place. It was so atmospheric. It was so romantic. You expected, you know, some private eye to be sitting in the corner drinking a beer, mulling over the facts of some case he was searching down. Or waiting for somebody to come in off a boat and surprise them or something. Oh, you could have done that there also. You could have come up and tied up your boat. You can't do that at Harry's Shack because the water is, you know, there's no docks there. It wouldn't be a place you put a dock. Your boat would get slammed around. I mean, remember, you've got the kind of waves people can surf in. And it's gorgeous there. I have been there between in May and in October and in March. But this is the first time I was there in December. And it was sunny and gorgeous out. There was almost no wind. There was a little bit of wind because you always have a breeze when you're right at the seashore. People who live in places like Brigadier and Long Branch Island and places along the Jersey Shore, you will feel so at home in this place. So what makes it a little different is that there's nothing else. There's no other choice. It's not like there's six restaurants there. There's one place, Harry's Shack. And the guy that owns it named it for his father, who opened Harry's Restaurant in Bunkrana, which is about maybe half an hour drive from there. And Bunkrana is in the Inishowen Peninsula that is attached to County Donegal's extension. So it's part of Donegal. And it's a very, very popular, very well-known, lots of loyal customers and visitors who go to Harry's in restaurant in Bunkrana. So there was a conversation between the folks from the Northern, the National Trust Northern Ireland North Coast, which owns and oversees Port Stewart Beach, and this building that they wanted to be a special restaurant for people, because otherwise you'd go to the beach and then you'd have to go somewhere else if you wanted to eat or drink something. And Donald, whose last name D-O-N-A-L, it's the Irish for Donald, Donald was approached and they had a conversation and he opened Harry Shack. The thing I love most, not to demean the food, which is excellent, and their mussels, if you're into mussels, people, fabulous mussels. But you can get burgers and you can get just about anything you want. It's, you know, a varied menu. What I love about it is that the side of the restaurant you walk into, when you enter on the right is where they're working behind the counter, getting things sorted out and whatever. And the kitchen's way at the back on the right. To the left and straight ahead are where all the tables and chairs are. And the tables, there are a lot of long tables. So there might be a table that seats like 8 or 10 people, like picnic tables. So my little group of three, my husband, myself, and Tim Campbell were at one end of the table. And next to us was a family of four that, you know, sat down and whatever. And kind of like that. We didn't interact more than just saying hi and goodbye. But, you know, it's nice. But that whole wall, when you come in straight ahead, that wall in front of you that runs the length, and the left wall that runs the width, all windows overlooking the beach and the sand dunes and that, what do they call that, dune grass? You see it at any beach. Go out to Jones Beach in New York or Jersey Shore in Florida or California, that long, tall, skinny, weedy-looking stuff kind of adds to the atmosphere. So that's growing left and right, and there's kind of like rocky hillsides there. And then you're looking out over the water lapping in and the people on the beach and the... I mean, it's just altogether fabulous. Really fabulous. It's so relaxing. You want to be in another planet? That's it. Harry Shack at Port Stewart Beach. That is another planet. So we're having lunch, and I had seafood chowder. That was excellent. All over Ireland and Northern Ireland, seafood chowder is amazing. It is, with rare exception, It is done in a kind of a creamy, white, milky kind of a soup. Most places don't make it real thick. Some do. But most places, it's a thinner kind of... people that know New England chowder, it's on the thinner side. But the entire ocean is in that dish. Scallops and shrimp and clams and salmon and haddock and I don't know, you name it, you're going to find it in that bowl. So I had a small seafood chowder and mussels, and they were outstanding. And I'm going to tell you what happened right after that. Right after this, Stephanie Abrams, Don't Leave Me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale through May 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
Take good care of yourself, feeling on to me. Eat an apple.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, anyway, where did I leave you off? We were at Harry's Shack, and I was busy chowing down, and because Tim lives in the region, Tim Campbell, the director of the St. Patrick Center, who's going to be on in hour three today, right after Rory O'Sullivan from Glenlow Abbey, who I didn't meet up with while we were at Glenlow Abbey because I was miserable sick. And what happened was, to tie up the loose threads of starting out at the movies on Christmas Eve in Derry, there was this woman sitting behind us who coughed a lot. We probably should have gotten up and made an attempt to sit somewhere else. That would have been the smart thing. It just never happened. Well, that was Christmas Eve. The 27th, we went 3 days later to Port Stewart Beach to meet Tim Campbell from the St. Patrick's Center for lunch. And Tim was kind enough to sit with his back to the panoramic window on that big long wall, but he could still see out looking sideways. That's the nice thing about wherever you sit. You can either see out the windows that face the beach or the side windows that also face the beach. So you've got this whole almost 180-degree view of the beach and the waves lapping in. Honestly, you know, it was amazing. So relaxing, so wonderful. The food was great. We had a lovely lunch. And I was going to invite Tim to come back, follow us in his car, to Beach Hill Country House, which was about maybe, I don't know, 20-minute drive, something like that, from Port Stewart. Maybe a half hour. I don't know if it's that long. But it's sort of on his way home to County Down because Derry is due south and Down is due east. And there's a good road to Derry and there's a good road from Derry to County Down. So that would have been smart. And I wanted him to come back and just hang out at Beach Hill Country House with us and have a drink and we'd talk some more and just veg together. But as we were approaching the time to leave the restaurant, I felt like a building fell on my head. I felt achy and headachy and all around rotten. And I said, you know, Tim, I think I'm going to have to beg off because all I want to do right now is get into my warm, fuzzy pajamas and crawl into bed. So I'm going to beg off on extending this lovely visit. Well, from the 27th of December until it got so bad on the 4th of January that we managed to get a doctor to come to our hotel at Glenlow Abbey. I think in America, my doctor, as much as he loves and respects me, even if I were dead, he'd send an ambulance, I'm sure, and have me taken off somewhere where they'd sign the birth certificate conveniently somewhere else, or the death certificate. I don't think anybody's coming out to see me. If I did something illegal, I'd get the police to come. But I mean, just illness, nobody's making a house call. So to get this wonderful Dr. Dennis Higgins in Galway to come to Glenlow Abbey and check out me, and at that point, my husband, who you may still hear coughing and hacking in the background, because I'm a good week and a half, maybe 9 days ahead of him in this cycle. So I'm almost all done being however I was. But he gave us an antibiotic and a cough suppressant, whatever. And oh, it was wonderful to see a doctor come and visit with us. And so most of the trip, like 12 days of that trip, I was pretty much in bed. Now, I tell you the good side of that. While that is lousy when you've got plans to visit and do, the good side of it is when you're in a hotel, all you have to do is pick up the phone and tell them, more of that good soup, please, and they deliver it to your room. Fabulous to be so well taken care of. And bless his heart, they don't call him doctors in Ireland. They call them Mr. Isn't that odd? I don't know a doctor in America who would let go of the title. And a friend told me the more doctor they are, the more Mr. they are. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.